Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman always wanted a daughter and she finally got one. No, she didn't. That's her son and he looks like Alden Ehrenreich. I guess now we know why he made such a weak Han Solo. It's usually the mothers that push their kids to do this, and we should be locking up mothers that do this sort of nonsense for attention. Notice there's no father in the picture. I bet here's what the picture of the father will look like when he sees this pic. Moving on, is this what America would look like if Germany had won WW2? But to be honest, this is probably what America would have looked like if the Germans had won. Another inaccuracy is that the train car would also be higher quality and more luxurious. To be honest though, she wouldn't even exist if the Germans won, because they weren't big fans of Slavic people, unless they were Croatian for some reason. If the Germans had won, most of us wouldn't even exist today. Number three, maybe this explains boomers. CRT TVs are literally radioactive boxes and particle accelerators that point at your face. And if you overcharge them, they emit gamma radiation. To be fair, us Generation X and a lot of millennials grew up with them as well. We even sat right next to them for 20 years to play our NES and use our personal computers. But the boomers had them the longest in their lives out of any generation. So maybe they did warp their minds. Up next, this sign in Canada went viral, saying that if you break into my home, your safety ends where my family's safety begins. It should be that way in Canada, but it's not. The police here tell people to cooperate with the intruders and give them exactly what they want. If they want to grape your wife and daughter, you need to comply, or you could be the one breaking the law. This should be common sense, but common sense is not so common in Canada anymore. Number five, this woman says that you know a guy's broke when he buys you a water. Jojo gets back at her and says, you know you're broke when you depend on someone else to pay for your meal. The water is free. Drink more water. What's really disturbing is that sad excuse for a burger. Is anyone going to say anything about it? Besides, maybe he's just being cheap because after all, a third of women only date men because of free food. Can't blame him for being cautious. Moving on, is this really the difference between clean oil at home and dirty oil at a restaurant? I'm also wondering if it was McDonald's that paid for this meme. Just because something looks better doesn't mean that it's not less toxic. After all, McDonald's has armies of food engineers and focus groups to appeal to as many people as possible. Regardless, eating french fries in carcinogenic oil that spikes your blood sugar is not something I have the luxury of doing anymore. Number seven, here's a messed up story from Canada. Our governor general, basically the king's representative in Canada, spent $1,100 on a pair of shoes, out of taxpayer dollars. But not to worry, it's just more government money that's printed that fuels inflation. Canada and the UK seem to be racing each other to see which of them can destroy their country first. Besides, she doesn't even do all that much except make special appearances and look official. Up next, Angel Reese earns $81,000 a year from the WNBA, but wants to fly to every game on a private jet. She'd be working at 7-Eleven if she wasn't playing DEI basketball. The guy's saying this is wrong because there's no way that she could handle working at 7-Eleven. Looks to me like the women in the WNBA have no clue that their livelihoods are dependent on the charity from the NBA, and their league would be bankrupt without it. I just heard that Toronto is getting a WNBA team. Of course it is. Number 9, a black man attacked a bunch of women in a park and then escapes by jumping into a lake and drowning. Well, there's a problem that took care of itself. How many stereotypes can he be at the same time? I count two in this particular story. He probably sank next to a stolen bike as well. And here I thought that kings and queens invented swimming as well. Looks like in this case, justice was so swift that it was served immediately. Moving on, this guy was so upset with his ex-wife that he bought the house next door to hers and installed a $7,000 middle finger. Sir, we salute you. But to be honest, she's probably even more satisfied with herself because now she knows for certain how much he got under his skin. The only good thing about this is if she ever tries to bring a man home, he's probably going to ask about the finger. Or what about her friends and family coming over? Her guests might be a little bit disturbed. Number 11, and speaking of divorce, where are the equal rights? This ex-husband was awarded only 0.5% of a woman's £66 million fortune in a divorce settlement, and he was even shamed and told to learn how to cook. I guess I was wrong about prenups when I said they don't work. I guess they only work for women. The judge was also accused of gender prejudice, but I doubt anything will come from that. What would happen if their roles were reversed? Up next, Lauren says that this is the type of woman that statues were made of, and wars were fought over her. so men fight wars over women with back rolls. Yeah, and the loser has to take her, of course. Then again, I'm pretty sure that the Geneva Convention has a clause against such torturous things. But then again, some guys really need something to hold on to while they bust it wide open. Guys, isn't it just the epitome of beauty to hold a woman with back rolls covered in moles? Number 13, what's wrong with Charlize Theron? Because she says what drives her are children that are all queer. A non-binary one, gay son, and the youngest is fluid. Sounds like her whole adopted family is filled with mental disorders. What are the odds that they all turned out this way on their own? Obviously, she's had a hand at turning them out this way, and those kids need to be taken away and she needs to be locked up. But she's famous, so nothing will happen. Moving on, did you know that in China, being white can be a full-time job, as foreigners are often hired as so-called white monkey jobs to make businesses look more international? There's a version of this in the West, too, and it's called DEI. Companies are hiring non-white races to increase their ESG scores, all for the perception of diversity. Not only does China have token white people, but so do many of the other BRIC nations. Where do I apply? Number 15, here are the combined violence rates based on political party. Is anyone really surprised that diversity is doing more of it? Riddle me this. If 97% of all the boomsticks are in the red territory, then why is 97% of all the boomstick violence in the blue areas? Looks like the left needs to focus on the gun control issue in their own areas instead of telling everyone else what to do to turn in their arms. Looks like they don't even want the red areas to protect themselves from the blue ones. Up next, meanwhile, in the UK, the situation is so bad that the majority of people there, in all regions, support mass deportations. It's gone so bad that even the migrants want to deport themselves. Will this get implemented in the next 25 to 30 years? Because if it's not, it's going to be too late, and the locals will start to be closer to the minority. Spain was able to do it back in the day, so I'm sure that the rest of Europe will eventually come to its senses too. Number 17, here's a mother helping her kids beat a hard level in Super Mario Land on the Game Boy back in the 90s. I remember having the mushroom haircuts. We all looked like Toadstool while we were playing Mario. This looks like some lost golden age now, and I'm sure many of us wish that we could go back there, bad hair and all. I don't think the mother was trying to pass the level for them. I think she was just having way too much fun playing Tetris and didn't want to give it back to them. Moving on, they say that it's great that Canadians get free healthcare. But in the province of Quebec, 16% of almost 500,000 people left hospital ERs without treatment last year. They probably made illegal migrants a priority there as well. It took me years to see a proper dermatologist and get medication to help me not want to jump off a building. And I'm still treating myself for the most part using the internet and importing prescription meds from countries where you can get them without a prescription. Number 19, this woman says that she was a bad wife and had to divorce herself a year later after marrying herself. MIFE stands for me plus wife. The question I have is, who does a woman blame for a marriage failing when there's no one else in it besides her? Because we all know it's never her fault. It always ends up being men's fault somehow. This is just attention-seeking behavior, and we're living in the age of monetizing attention. So it all makes sense now. Up next, you know that inflation is really bad when $1,500 of stolen beef was found during a traffic stop in Louisiana. If we didn't print our fiat currencies into oblivion, then you know it would just only cost $75 right now. And you just know that this would be the plot of some really bad episode of Trailer Park Boys. I just knew that someone would remember this and post it. Classic Canadian humor. I guess the white man stole all the beef in Louisiana too. Number 21, Jasmine Crockett lowers the bar on stupidity by saying, just because someone committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. We're really living in the world of idiocracy these days. This quote sums up perfectly how we all feel. That when you're stupid, you don't feel the pain. The pain is felt by others. The same as when you're dead. Just like today, if you have a college degree, it doesn't mean that you're still not a moron. Moving on, feminists say they want equality. But if you give it to them, they'll say they don't actually want it anymore. They want equality they didn't earn with men who worked for it. Imagine if female privilege were suddenly canceled. Women would complain that equality wasn't equal. Just like committing a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal. Now do you see how stupid all this sounds? When women say equality, what they really mean is equity or greater. Feminism is cancer. Number 23, this genius of a man sues himself and finds an infinite money glitch. He threw a boomerang and it flew back and hit him in the head. And so he sued himself for $300,000 and won. And get this, the money he won comes from his own insurance company. This happened in Hong Kong. You can sure bet the authorities will do everything they can to shut that glitch down shortly. Good luck for him trying to get another insurance company after that. Up next, Asmund Gold has announced that his father died from cancer, and he took at least a month off of streaming to mourn the ordeal. Meanwhile, from what I've seen, Erica Kirk looks somewhat joyous only 2 weeks after Charlie Kirk's passing. Call me crazy, but I think that women mourn differently than men do. That in a state of nature, women can't afford the luxury of mourning very long, because it threatens their very survival. Still sad, though. Number 25 and the last one, why the hell would you marry Riley Reed after all these videos of her being smashed by hundreds of dudes? Does her husband have any shame? It's like cashing in a dirty lottery ticket. Even with all of this, she released new content with Bonnie Blue recently. But if you're her husband, how much you want to bet that you're only going to get a starfish in bed? The sad thing is that many guys marry women with notch counts just as high as hers, but they aren't made public. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.